A Langley parents' petition is calling on the province to ensure that every classroom in the community has a full-time teacher assigned to it. While most classrooms do start the year with a teacher in place, a shortage of teachers and the explosive growth of the Langley School District has meant some classrooms do not have a steady teacher in September. Sometimes, that situation can stretch for months, or a permanent teacher may go on leave and there is no stable replacement. Angie Starr's child was in one of those classrooms this year. Her daughter in grade 5 started the year without a full-time, permanent teacher. "She's crying every night," said Stara. This is not the first time one of Stara's children has been without a permanent teacher for an extended period of time. She said that 2 years ago, a full-time teacher was only appointed in the class by Christmas. As of late September this year, Stara said that a full-time teacher had been appointed for her daughter's class, but had gone on maternity leave. "There were two other classes in the school that also didn't have a full-time teacher," she said. "Without a full-time teacher, they don't have a plan for the classroom." She said the school administration was trying, but there wasn't stability for the kids. This isn't the first time it has happened, either. 2 years ago, her daughter's class didn't get a permanent teacher until Christmas. Stara was worried about learning outcomes, and noted that some parents were moving their kids to different schools or looking into homeschooling. By the end of the month, things had improved. "Miraculously, all three classrooms now have a teacher in my daughter's school," Stara said. According to the Langley School District, as of September 25, there were 18 unfilled classrooms across the district. 5 of those were in elementary schools, 5 were in middle schools, and 8 were in secondary schools. The elementary and middle school classrooms were being covered by teachers on call, while the secondary spots were being covered by either teachers on call or another teacher in the school. "These numbers are continuing to change daily as the district is working diligently to fill positions, onboard new teachers, and ensure classrooms are supported," the district said in a statement. By October 1, numbers had dropped to 8 in total. There were 3 elementary spots vacant, and 2.5 posts each at middle and secondary schools. The district is recruiting teachers in BC and other provinces, communicating with university teacher training programs to encourage their grads to come work in Langley, and encouraging teachers on call here to take on full-time posts. According to the district, more than 250 continuing teaching positions have been filled since the fall of 2023. "Working against efforts to find enough teachers is Langley's explosive growth. For each of the last 3 years, student enrollment in the Langley School District has grown by more than 1,000 students, and close to 1,000 are expected again this year. Langley has one of the fastest rates of population growth in BC. The total numbers for this year's enrollment have not been released yet. They are typically reported to the school board in October. Stara's petition called for systemic change to support students and staff. "It is clear that the education system in British Columbia is facing significant challenges, and we urge you to take swift action to address them," she wrote on change.org website. "The government, school districts, and the BC Teachers Federation must work together to ensure that teachers are treated fairly and compensated appropriately for the tremendous responsibility they bear." She said she started the petition, which was aimed at Rachna Singh, who was in the role of education minister until the election writ dropped, because she wasn't sure who to talk to about her concerns.